Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Being able to say no, even if your flesh is screaming, let's go, means you are a real strong, godly man. Or a real strong, godly woman. To just give in and follow your flesh means you are a weak man. You're being weak. We just got through reading it. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I don't like being weak. I don't want anything weak. I don't like weak cars. I don't like weak motorcycles. I don't like weak dogs. Like when my dog barks, I want the window to rattle. Now our dog, Phyllis's dog, is about this big. But she's all the dog she can be. I don't want a weak church. Amen. I don't want a weak family. I don't want a weak marriage. I don't want to be weak in my finances. I don't want to be weak in my mind. I don't want to be weak in my body. I don't want to be weak. I don't serve a weak God. Amen. I serve a mighty God. And I'm supposed to be strong on the inside. Yeah. Control my body. Amen. Control my desire. Is there anything, any such thing as a food that is irresistible? No. That you just absolutely, you saw it, you smelled it, that's it. You've got to eat the whole thing. Is there any such thing? You ought to see some of the response. People looking at me like, I don't know, Brother Keith. The answer is no. There is no such thing as an irresistible temptation. There is no temptation happen to you, but such as is common to man. Other people have overcome it. Other people have resisted it. Other people have gotten results. You can too. God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted above what you can in Him overcome. You can overcome. You can say no. You can resist the devil and him flee from you. How many believe this now? You with me? If I am truly in control of my body, the man on the inside, then I won't do things that I know I shouldn't do. Right? If I'm truly in control. And if I'm truly in control of my body, then my body will be the way I want it to be. Right? And if my body is not like I want it to be, what does that mean? I'm not fully in control. I'm letting it run me. Right? Now I'm going to get ahead of myself just a little bit. I got a few extra pounds tonight. I'm not wearing the same size pants that I did in high school. Phyllis has made tremendous. In the last 2 years, I mean, phew, wonderful. But, like I said, I'm not confused about why these extra pounds are here. I'm well aware. I was there. Yeah. You got to admit the truth. The truth will make you free. I've gone out with guys before. And there's one friend I'm thinking of. He's pretty heavy. I love him. He's a good friend of mine. He's pretty heavy. And we went out and we went to a car show and ate corn dogs and funnel cakes and big giant Cokes and came back by and got a big hamburger on the way in. And had a big cup of coffee, the sweet kind, you know, and got in and Phyllis was cooking. He said, "Oh man," he said, "man, I'm so hungry. We hadn't had a thing all day." I thought, huh? Man, I was there. But see, people do that, don't they? Yeah. I had a doctor friend of mine. He said, you know, people would come to him and say, "You know, I don't understand it, Doc. I gained 40 pounds just the last couple of weeks, and I hadn't eaten a thing." Right. He said, that defies the laws of physics. Your body does not create pounds and pounds of flesh out of thin air. You put something in your mouth, right? Now, you might have forgot you put it in there, but your body remembered that you put it in there. That's why I'm saying I'm not confused. I was there for every amazing meal. But nor am I in the grips of condemnation tonight. Amen. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. This is one of the biggest enemies that people struggle with. Condemnation, guilt, will absolutely destroy your faith. Sorry. And defeat you. I'm not condemned about my extra 20 pounds that I hadn't lost yet. I got too much to shout about, too much to thank God to just look at that 20 pounds and forget about everything God's done for us in this church this whole past year. Everything God's done for me in the ministry and my wife and my family and my finances. No. You hear what I'm saying? See, you see what a lie and deception. People to focus on one thing and think, well, you know, my life's not worth living because I hadn't lost this weight. Yeah, but you can. I said, you can. And even if you chose not to, you got a lot of things to be happy about. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It's not like you don't have a life. Not like you're not saved. Don't have people that love you and all kind of wonderful things. Everybody said no condemnation.
No condemnation.
Say it again.
No condemnation.
Say it again.
No condemnation.
One more time.
No condemnation.
But here, this is how I want to end now. Do you believe that all things are possible to him that believes?
Yes.
Then is it possible?
Yes.
If you want to lose weight, can you lose it?
Yes.
And keep it off once and for all.
Yes.
If you want to gain weight, can you gain it?
Yes.
And keep it.
Yes.
If you want to quit yielding to something that you've been yielding to that you know is not right, can you do it? Can you cut it off?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Is it possible?
Yes.
Can you do it? Not talking about other people who've done it. Can you do it? What did the scripture say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that's your exercise till I get to talk to you some more about this.
Hallelujah.
Every time you think about it, what are you going to say?
I can do all
things through Christ. Yeah, but the devil said you ain't been able to do it in 20 years. You say, shut up. Who asked you? Shut up. I can. Yeah, but you've tried every diet under the sun. Say, shut up, shut up. All things are possible. If God has to do miracles in my body, in my glands, in my metabolism, if he has to do miracles, that's nothing to him. Nothing to him. He can do it.
Amen.
If I can believe.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, and forget not all of his benefits. He has many. All of his benefits. I can reach my goals. Amen. I can reach my financial goals. We can reach our marital goals. We can reach our goals in the church. We can reach physical goals are not too hard for the Lord either. I had had a man in one of my classes at Rhema years ago. And he was, this is not my assessment, this is his assessment. He was over 200 pounds overweight and had been all his life since childhood. And he was convinced, and these are his words again, he said that he had a spirit of gluttony and could not help himself. He'd go and sit down and just eat until he made himself sick and just felt totally out of control. And he'd been like this all of his life. He lived around eating. He told me, he said, you know, to get up and go to work, by the time I'm clocking in, I'm thinking about break time. Now I'm thinking about that intermittently until it, and then once break time, I'm thinking about lunch. And just thinking about it. Wait until he can get to lunch. And he had been saying that to himself, that he was convinced, I've got a spirit of gluttony. And in class one day, I walked in, bell had rung, I just got started, and I said, you do not have a spirit of gluttony. Just the Spirit of God led me to say it. And I began to teach on some of the same things we're talking about, how that there is power in God, and the truth will make you free. He believed that. He got that in his spirit. I didn't know it at the time. Phyllis and I were going somewhere, you remember that? On a commercial airliner. And this young man was driving the shuttle to take us from parking to the airport. And he said, hi, Brother Keith, you remember me? I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't. He had lost 200 pounds. And last time I talked to him, he had kept it off 10 years. Married a beautiful girl. He said, I don't have a spirit of gluttony. I said, no, you don't. He said, I can. I could do this. Glory. Amen. Glory. All his life from a small child just been really, really heavy. But he began to believe all things are possible to him that believes. He began to believe I can do all things through the Anointed One who strengthens me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grace and Truth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R102. That's R102, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.